following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach, and I want all you tried and true college football fans to enter the AT&T Be the Fan sweepstakes. Tackle my weekly challenge, and you might be the fan who wins a VIP trip to ESPN College Game Day. Find out how you can win at attbethefan.com. AT&T, rethink possible.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. citizens and resident aliens of the 50 U.S. states or D.C. of the age of majority. Ends 11:59 p.m. Central Time, November 29th, 2013. Official rules at attbethefan.com. Void where prohibited.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, good to Jim Langan with you on a Monday, and there is so much to get to today. We're going to get to as much of it as we can. We're starting to wind down the fall sports season in the area for the Lopers and the Broncos and the high school kids that are still going. If you're still going right now at the high school scene, you've had a heck of a season. But I will start with, send them all. The Cowboys suck. I get it. All right. I get that. I was as frustrated watching the Dallas Saints game last night as I have been about watching a pro football game in a long, long time. So I guess that means I'm a fan, Jimmy.
Yeah, you have a vested interest in the game. You want the Cowboys to win, and it's not like you change teams during mid-stride. No. You know, hey, when the Cowboys are down, you're still a fan of them. And hey, and I agree with you. They played very poor. There was about three or four NFL teams that I thought played very poor yesterday. And there were some other people that stepped it up. You know, Jacksonville gets a win. You know, I mean, there was, but the Cowboys looked really bad on TV last night. And really that game should have been a lot better. Should have been a closer game.
Really bad. And, you know, one thing also that I have tried to stay away from, and you as a coach definitely try to stay away from on this show, is when all the pro or con, and most of it's negative when you're not going well, there's about coaches and assistant coaches and play calling and this guy's in there and that guy's in there. And you know what? For the first time in a long time, I was a little disheartened on Saturday watching the Nebraska-Michigan game with some of the play calling that I didn't understand after watching the game for all these years but still not being a coach. And I know that the Huskers are banged up. And you come out of that Nebraska-Michigan game, and I'm so happy that they won. And 2 weeks ago, all the people wanted was jobs. Well, how did John Papuchas do this week, folks? Again, I told some of the guys, I know who didn't get off the bandwagon in my personal crew. You know, you have friends. You know who still say, well, let's wait and see. And then all the people that gave up on Big Red when they lost to Minnesota, who hasn't lost a football game since and is now ranked in the nation's top 25. Let's don't overlook that. But where is everybody right now? Nebraska played a pretty solid football game on Saturday, their best defensive performance of the year. And you put together the last seven quarters, and Nebraska looks like LSU and Alabama and the SEC powers on defense over the last seven quarters.
Yeah, Doug, you know, here's a something, and I don't know how to put a foot on it right now because we're kind of talking about a couple different things. But the one thing I look about the last 2 years at Nebraska on their offensive side of the ball is, and every team has injuries. Every team will go through injuries. When the New England Patriots lost Tom Brady, I mean, that affected them big time. Well, Nebraska, the last couple of years, the last 2 years in particular, has had more injuries than anybody. And they've had so many injuries on the offensive side of the ball that it actually affects your play calling. Because against Northwestern, we made a couple of play calls and got our defense in trouble. And against Michigan, I think it got to the point, and we talked about this before, Doug, you and I did. I think it was off the air. I said, sometimes Pelini, when he's got a good defense and his defense is good, he's not a very aggressive on offense. He just doesn't want to make a mistake. And I think that has something to do with the play selection and the calling on that. He's going, wow, I've got a backup tackle. I've got a backup guard. One thing that impressed me with Nebraska, really impressed me with them, was late in the game, they changed a lot of the plays at the line of scrimmage, and there was no confusion. Now, you watch the LSU quarterback, and the confusion they had with the snap and people moving and people going up. Now, there was one time where Nebraska's running back was moving forward when the ball was snapped that cost us a 5-yard penalty. But we did not have many penalties for that 100,000 crowd.
No. You know, and I was going to double check. I don't think there was a holding call in the entire football
game. Is that right?
So,
yeah, there wasn't a lot of penalties on either team. But my point is that, you know, coaching sometimes is you've got to, I've got to adjust to the injuries I've had. And because if you have some injuries, those players that are coming in don't know how to run that play as well as somebody else, whether it's a pulling guard. Hey, this guard's good at pass blocking, but he's not good at pulling. You know what I mean? If that makes sense to you, your third-team guard may be really good at pulling, but he's not good at pass blocking. You know?
On that point of yours, it puzzles me that now that the defense has started to play well, the offense isn't. And you maybe touched on that about pulling back the reins a little bit. Well, this is still when we're behind, Nebraska's behind, or when there's a tie football game, Nebraska's offense is still struggling to move the football. I want to take you back because I want to get this off my chest when we watch the game on Saturday and just get your thoughts on it. I thought a very key moment in the ball game where I, like I said, for the first time that I can remember, really questioned the play call and went, what are you doing? Because against Northwestern a week ago, it was a similar circumstance. Nebraska's in a tie football game. And this week, it was right after Michigan had missed that 52-yard field goal, which was a horrendously stupid call to begin with. I mean, you saw what that kicker – Michigan's kicker is not good, and he cost them the game against Penn State when they got to that point by missing. But they try this 52-yard field goal, Jimmy. Nebraska then has the short field. Nebraska needs a field goal to take the game in take the lead in a very tight football game. And it's 3rd and 4 in the go for it zone. It's 3rd and 4 in the go for it zone, which is, in my estimation, that whatever the wind was playing, you have to determine, is that between the 35 and the 40? Is that between the 30 and the 35? But that's where Nebraska was.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. Yep, go ahead.
3rd and 4, and they run a pass play to Brandon Riley, who has never caught a ball at Nebraska. And he's not even open, but Tommy just zoned right in on him and throws the ball to him on a 3rd and 4 when the passing game hasn't been much to speak of to begin with. And you throw it to a guy that's never caught a ball. It's incomplete. So now you're at 4th and 4, and Nebraska decides to punt it. And again, another thing that drives me crazy, just like going for 2 all the time in high school drives me crazy. Punting the ball in the end zone, not going for the coffin corner. We punt the ball in the end zone. We gain 15, 16 yards. They miss a field goal, give us field position, and we have an opportunity and do nothing with it. Why are you throwing the ball to a guy that's never caught a ball at Nebraska when you've got 2 downs to cover the 4 yards? Run your money. If you're going to pass it, run your money play or take 2 cracks through the run with Amir Abdullah and see what happens.
Right.
At the worst, you're giving Michigan the ball somewhere between the 30 and the 35, and they're not moving the ball. What do? Incomplete pass to somebody no one's ever heard of, and then you punt it in the end zone. And I really, and it all worked out. Nebraska wins the game. But the week before, the same thing happened. Instead of trying to set up the field goal with Amir Abdullah wide open over the middle on just a little 4 or 5 yard dump route, they're throwing it down the sideline incomplete. And then it's last week it was like 3rd and 8. And or second in after a hold, it was like 2nd and 15. So you only need like 8 yards to get a field goal, but they're going for the bomb, and that is something I'm going to continue to watch, and it concerns me because A, they haven't been good at converting, and B, maybe they don't have any confidence in their field goal kicker. I don't know, but it seems like the play is there, and every other football coach and every other situation, that's kind of what they're trying to accomplish. I didn't understand.
I think the wind had a little bit of a factor with them attempting like a 49-yard field goal into the wind or whatever it was. And it was when Michigan tried their 52-yarder, you see how that ball just really sprayed off to the left. But, I can't put my foot on that either, Doug. I do know one thing for sure, though, that if we're real honest about this, in the fourth quarter of a very tight game, usually, the team that does things correctly, special teams-wise, wins. And Nebraska did three things incorrect special teams-wise. One, Michigan hit the field goal. It hit the upright, and it went in. You have no control over that. It's just like free-throw defense. But we did drop the punt, and muffed it. And luckily, that rule's in effect, where if you muff a punt, you can't advance that thing. And then, like you said, our punt team, and we're the punter's responsible too. When you punt the ball from your own 36 into the wind, your job is to get the ball inside the 12-yard line. Now, if anything inside the 5 is great, but anything inside the 12, then that's a nice play. Because now you put Michigan in a dilemma. If we punt that and down it on the 3-yard line, then we did exactly what we wanted to do. We pinned them, and now we're already back in field goal range kind of again when we get the ball back. Or if their quarterback goes back to pass, odds are he might get sacked. He's had a lot of trouble getting out anyway. So I think that was the goal. I think the goal was to pin them back, but the special teams did not make that play. And in fact, in the whole fourth quarter, we had two special teams play that hurt us really bad. And in a 10-10 tie, when you're outplaying the team a little bit, because I felt like Nebraska was outplaying Michigan a little bit in that game, but it still was a 10-10 tie. Your special teams got to come through.
888-455-ESPN. It was a great win. It was a win that I didn't think was going to occur. I even picked against Nebraska on Saturday, which is a very rarity, basically, for any of the media guys. They always try to find a way to make the fan feel like, hey, they got a shot. If they do this, they got a shot. And the game, once again, didn't play out like anybody thought it would. Everybody thought it'd be a shootout. There's 30 total points scored in the football game, 17-13. Not anywhere close to the high-scoring number that a lot of the professionals thought.
And you know what's kind of interesting too, Doug, is that last week, how did Michigan's offense look against Michigan State, and how did Nebraska's offense really look against Northwestern? I mean, neither team really did much. I'll tell you one thing interesting about Nebraska. More than any, this is amazing about Nebraska. Other than, I believe it was South Dakota State, we played well in the first quarter. I mean, Nebraska's had a great first quarter. All year long, we've played really well. Minnesota, we're up 10-0. We've played really well against a lot of teams for the first quarter. And other than that, I mean, and I know the Northwestern, we got a drive that got up 7-0. But other than that, we haven't done much in the second and third quarters lately.
Doug and Daddy's show, a chance to take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. For the weekend is, what is your outlook for the Nebraska men's basketball team? 57% say get to the NIT or one of those other postseason non-NCAA tournament type of deals. 29% said they're going to stay near the bottom of the conference, and 14% said an NCAA tournament bid. The funny thing here is that 29% of you, there's 86% of you that could be right. Nebraska could be towards the bottom of the Big Ten Conference and still make one of these postseason tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the NIT with a 500 record.
I haven't looked at it, but in the Big Ten volleyball and the Big Ten men's basketball, and maybe it's Big Ten women's basketball too. All three have like 7 or 8 teams ranked in like the top 25. It's amazing how many teams are ranked in the top 25.
A lot of talent. lot of talent out there.
Nebraska, the University of Nebraska looked good Friday night.
Yep.
Did you watch any of the game on TV at all?
No, I was doing volleyball.
Well, Florida Gulf Coast and Nebraska just dominated the game from start to finish.
Yeah, it was good.
They looked really well.
I heard everything was cool from the people that were actually at the game, from the people that watched it on TV. Thought Nebraska looked good. The arena is awesome. And, you know, and then they turned it over to Pink on Saturday night, and then she rocked the house, too. So the Pinnacle Bank Arena has been incredible so far. And the Nebraska women will host Alabama there tonight. And we will have that game on 1230 KHAS. Our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. What is the best local quarterfinal high school game tomorrow? And, boy, we've put up six of them. St. Pat's, Donovan Trumbull, Battle Creek, St. Cecilia, Overton Twin Loop, Hemingford Elm Creek, Why Not Giltner, Wallace Amherst. What is the best local quarterfinal? Which one intrigues you the most, Jimmy? Do any of those intrigue you at all?
Oh, I suppose the C2 matchups would, the Class C2. I think Amherst will win. I think Amherst will beat Wallace. In fact, I would not be surprised if two Fort Kearney Conference teams were playing at Memorial Stadium.
Well, there's a definite chance. Amherst has got two more to go, and then if Overton and Elm Creek would happen to both win tomorrow, that guarantees that there would be one in Lincoln because they would face each other in the state semifinals. Don't forget every game from the state finals on ESPN Radio, and of those football games that we just talked about, five of those six we've got on PlatteRiverPreps.com and our network of stations. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for more information. The first one is at 2 tomorrow here on ESPN with Elm Creek taking on Hemingford. Talk to the Hemingford coach today. They only have three seniors on that football team, so this is a young team. They were undefeated last year, lost in the second round at home to Loup City. They're undefeated this year. They've made it to the quarterfinals and have to travel to take on a very good Elm Creek team. But this is one of those things that just kind of sets up. You want to go as deep as you can this year because this Hemingford team next year might be the best team in the West because they'll have everybody but three kids back, and they're a very good football team. So that game tomorrow maybe intrigues me. Giltner, it sounds to me, is pretty banged up. And Why Not likes to throw the ball around. Well, Giltner ought to know how to defend the pass because they've thrown the ball around maybe not quite as much this year, but the last couple of years with the best eight-man quarterback that they've had, the last two that they've had, have been outstanding. So you would think if a team could defend the pass, it would be Giltner, but hopefully they're not too banged up. And then you've got, I think Donovan Trumbull handles St. Pat's because it just seems like it's too similar to last year, and Donovan really had their way with them. If it was in North Platte, maybe that would be different. But Battle Creek, St. Cecilia. Battle Creek, how many of these kids are back from their suspension? How in the heck did they do it last week beating Sutton? And they come to St. Cecilia. It's very tough to win at Duncan Field. And it sounds like the precipitation is going to stay away, but it's going to be cold tomorrow night. And that's just Duncan Field weather. And so can St. Cecilia make it to a state semifinal? I think that is going to be a heck of a game, Battle Creek and St. Cecilia.
Yeah, like I said, I just don't know enough about Battle Creek and what players are out or how they match up to even make a comment on that. And so I do think this. I would be surprised if Hemingford beat, if Hemingford won, and if Wallace won. Those two would surprise me. Now, Overton's got a tough battle. Sargent's, you know, been to the battle before. I don't think he's got the team he's had before, so I think Overton will win that game. I think both teams will be well coached, you know, but I just don't think he's got the weapons that he had before. But I would be surprised if Amherst lost to Wallace, dude. That would really dumbfound me.
Well, there's always upsets, and so
yes,
you know that somebody is going to be staying home that didn't expect to stay home after tomorrow. But it's going to be a great bevy of games. Bob Jensen will join us Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a double dose of Bob this week to talk the high school football playoffs. We will be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Bo Pelini's press conference is coming up and a lot more after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Let's admit it. Football is the best game ever. How do we know? We're Dave and Buster's. We know games. So when we decided to make a place to watch football, we had to make the best sports bar ever. Naturally. So check out Dave and Buster's new sports bar. The biggest HD screens up to 180 inches. Game day specials on wings and beer. Plus, it's the only place where you can watch the games and play all the awesome Dave and Buster's games, too. The new sports bar at Dave and Buster's. Visit bestsportsbarever.com.
Hi, it's the Herd. There's a reason so many smart business people are setting up Regis Virtual Offices. They're known to boost your business productivity. Your Regis Virtual Office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address and local phone number whenever you need it. A staff to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and monthly private office use. Get 1 month free. Yes, free at regus.com/sports. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Doug and Danny Show Monday Edition. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Well, I'm not gonna brag about going 5-5, but it was better than you, and it was better than West from Alma.
Hey, what did you do?
5-5, Notre Dame. Wow,
is that all we did? We were that
bad.
I knew you.
Yeah, I was 5-5, and I was breakdancing over here.
Well,
let's break it down,
yeah.
Though. I can't even break it down. The only one that I should have got right was West Virginia. West Virginia should have beat Texas. In fact, West Virginia got a little hosed against Texas, so West Virginia should have won that game. But I had Syracuse beating Maryland, and I was the only one that had that one. I was the only one that had West Virginia. Well, no, you had West Virginia. We both had West Virginia. I had Iowa State. It was a 7-point game with TCU. We had Kansas State on your outstanding selection, your 100-star, 90% pick of the month.
Best what was the best bet of the year so far?
So far, yeah. And it was an easy win. Jimmy said the wrong team is favored, and Kansas State went out and just pummeled Texas Tech. For, to be politically correct, though, UAB did not do so well. You were 2-2 this week, so that gets you to 32-10. 32-10. Now you have lost double-digit games. How are you? How you feel?
I'm not doing very good. I 32-10. I'm thinking about just giving. What happens when you gamble? It's like horse racing. You go to the track and you like one horse, and then if he gets beat, but you had six others that you kind of like, but you decided not to bet him. And that's what happened here. I love Kansas State and I love Baylor, but I decided to go out of the limb and take UAB. What? Why would I take UAB? I could have just shut my mouth and just gave you one game.
Yeah.
UAB really played well, though. It was 28-14, and next thing you know, it's 56-14.
Yeah, bad dealio. Yeah. Well, that's how it works. So 2-2 for Jimmy. We'll hear more from him this Friday on his selections. But back to Pigskin Pick'em. Wes gets the Big Daddy's Deli combo meal. He's in for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets. And darn it, that's it for you, Wes. $80 now in Cunningham's cash will be up for grabs this Friday.
$80. Is that $80?
$80 in Cunningham's
cash. See,
you can have
a good, I guarantee you, for $80, you can go to Cunningham's, and you can have a good time for $80.
I think so.
For $80.
I'd have to go two nights.
Well, and you know what? You might have to save some money for a taxi. You know what I mean? But you still, that $80 is good.
I also had Minnesota beating Penn State, so that was big. UCLA beating Arizona. You went 4-6. That wasn't too great. And there you go. So Wes went 4-6. It was not a great week for college football picking, but it was good enough for us to continue to win. We'll do Pigskin Pick'em again on Friday. Here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we've got Bo Pelini's weekly press conference coming up right now. Folks, Midway has got some really cool things always. They're always switching it up a little bit. But, folks, right now, you know how sometimes, okay, you get to choose. Would you like the rebate on the car? You know, you're just going to pay it off. You got it. You're fortunate enough to have enough money in the bank account. Okay, you're going to come in and purchase a $20,000 vehicle. Here's $3,000 cash back. Or you say, you know what? I need to pay it off over so much time. I need the rebates. I need the discounts that you're giving me. I need the low financing that you're giving me. But then, well, but you don't get the rebate. Not now. Rebate. Discounts, warranty coverage, and free maintenance, plus the low interest rates at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Keep your cash and finances at extremely low rates. You can find out more details on their all-new website, thinkmidway.com. Easy exchanges, 30-day exchange on certified, free preventative care on new and certified pre-owned vehicles, low monthly payments, 1.99% for 72 months, and 2.99% on used vehicles for 72 months. Check it out. It's your Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Okay, let's get to the emails because we've got some folks firing off here on the Huskers, and unfortunately I haven't had time to pre-read any of these. Jeffrey, have you? Am I going to see any bad words here?
No, you're fine.
Nate says, great defense this week overall. If the D can play that way the rest of the way, it will make things easier for Tommy Armstrong to learn. Nate from Minden. This comes from Dustin. 2 points about your play calling questions. Armstrong makes lots of questionable decisions and reads in the passing game and doesn't do a good job of finding his check down receivers. Also, Amir Abdullah has saved him from about a half dozen fumbles in the option game. A healthy Martinez would be a big lift to the offense. Don't know if that is going to happen, though. And point number two, Sam Fultz straight up stinks. Punting deep in our territory, he's 50-50 to shank it off to the side for 30 yards. When a well-placed corner kick is needed, he is a lock to hit the end zone. Sam Fultz doesn't stink. Now, I will tell you, the way he is being coached, that's a coaching decision, whether you're coughing corner or whether you're trying to pin him inside the 10. Here's what I've been told, Jimmy, and you can tell me what you think about this. They're trying to make a guy field the ball inside the 15-yard line. You're trying to make the receiving team field the ball so that there's more of a chance for a turnover, a fumble, a muff, trying to bring it up the field and getting hit. Or they're so good at, you know, checking it up like a golf, like a pro golfer. Unfortunately for Sam, they've been bouncing forward and not backwards. And when they do bounce backwards, it's already bounced right on the end line. So, you know, Fultz isn't stink. I'm not going to go there. And I'm just saying, coaching-wise, especially that situation we were talking about, the ball's at the 34-yard line. Just kick it to the corner. Just pooch it to the corner. You're going to get it inside the 10-yard line. They have no chance to return it. Then your defense, which has been great, has a chance to bottle them up, maybe get a safety. As far as Tommy Armstrong, I don't think Tommy Armstrong is getting to make very many audibles and making many play calls. That's why he's looking to the sideline all the time. They're making the audibles. They're making the checkdowns. They're making the different plays out there. You're not letting a redshirt freshman quarterback run your offense. But I did make a couple. You know, we were talking about the coaches. Jimmy, there can't be anybody out there now that tells me Taylor Martinez isn't still the best quarterback on this football team. Whether he plays anymore, who knows. But 2-3 weeks ago, Martinez is terrible. The defensive coordinator is terrible. The offensive coordinator is terrible. Fire them all. Well, you know what? The defense is playing pretty good. The offense is getting done what they need to do. And Armstrong and Kellogg have not put up any kind of stats that put them above Martinez.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, and I may be aging myself a little bit, and you guys helped me with this a little good bit, but Tommy Frazier had some blood clots,
yep.
and Brooke Behringer was hurt.
Yep.
And we brought in a kid from Wahoo to be quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Turman.
Matt Turman comes in. All right. Now, his job was to hand the ball to Lawrence Phillips. Yeah. Lawrence had 200-and-some yards rushing. We beat Kansas State 17-6. The play selection is different when you have backup quarterbacks. And the play selection has to be different like that. In the last 2 years, Nebraska has had many fourth quarter comeback victories. Be happy with that. You know, be satisfied that we're getting that done. You know, we don't have the team to go out there and beat somebody 56-7. That's not the team we have. No. We're not going to line up and do that unless you get to play Purdue every week. And we don't get to do that.
Let's go to Doug in Kearney, who says, Michigan is terrible. Michigan won at Connecticut 24-21. Connecticut's 0-8. They lost at Penn State. Penn State is 5-4. Gave up 47 points to an Indiana team that is 4-5, even though Michigan won 63-47. 47 points? That's what Doug says. Can you imagine the doom and gloom in Nebraska if the Blackshirts gave up 47 points? Wow. Nebraska is just not very good. Wyoming's 4-5. South Dakota State 6-4. I would think that Baylor would put 75 points on Nebraska. Cornheads might want a running clock in the second half if they played Baylor this year.
Hey, that guy's right about one thing. And if you listen to our show, we've given you four teams that aren't very good that the people in the nation didn't know. It's on our show. Doug said it, and I said it. Four teams that aren't very good. We told you this. We told it for weeks. Notre Dame's not very good. Not as good as you know what the people have. Michigan's not very good. Oklahoma is not very good. And I hope somebody can remember the fourth team that we told.
Yeah, they're a little overhyped, overrated, overemphasized.
Texas. Texas is the other one that we said. And Texas has been catching a lot of breaks late. They remind me of somebody else, baby. They're just catching some breaks, or they could have lost four or five in a row. So I'm happy. If I was at Texas, I'd be thinking, hey, they're turning the program around. The kids are playing hard, and that's what they're doing at the University of Nebraska. Our kids are playing hard. And what a great win. What a great win for us to have. You know, and then to come into Michigan State, you know, this game means something now. This Michigan State and Nebraska game, what a great thing. All you can do as a coach is get your kids in a situation where you have a chance to play for the title.
By the way, Tommy Armstrong is the Big Ten Freshman of the Week, and Randy Gregory is the co-defensive player of the week, sharing it with Wisconsin linebacker Chris Borland. That's a pretty good share. Borland, an All-American type linebacker. So they get some honors there. Ron Kellogg, if you get the Big Ten Network, he's going to be on The Journey, one of their award-winning programs, Wednesday night. And we're going to talk about that later this week, Tuesday or Wednesday. We're still working on that with Bill Friedman, who we've had on the show before, talking about The Journey. So that's on Wednesday night, though, on the Big Ten Network. Ron Kellogg and how the one play may have changed his whole life and the way they'll be remembering him at the University of Nebraska.
Hey, you know, Doug, real quick, you know what? We have some listeners probably in the area that are from Grand Island. You know, Grand Island High got a good other day. Fultz, it has done a pretty good job. There's been some games where he saved us against Wyoming. Against Wyoming, he saved us. His punting saved us in the Wyoming game. And I'll tell you what, if I'm not mistaken, kid from St. Cecilia didn't play too bad the other day, too.
I was a little surprised. I will throw that out because Zach Stirrup had to come in after Jeremiah Searles got hurt, and it sounds like Searles is going to be out for a while. This sounds like one of those bowl games, maybe if they get to Indianapolis type of things, but at least till the Iowa game is kind of what it sounded like. And we'll hear more from Bo Pelini momentarily here on his weekly press conference. But Stirrup came in and did okay. How did he do okay? They were running behind him. They were running behind him.
Yes,
they brought him in.
Were.
They ran behind him the very first play, and my jaw dropped. I thought, oh, my God, they just brought in. And that doesn't matter that it's Zach from Hastings and that I know him or that we know him or that we've seen him play. Wouldn't have mattered if it was a kid from Allen, Texas they brought in there. There's a reason he wasn't in that game most of the year. It's because he's second string. But they ran right behind him right off the bat, and they continued to do so, and they continued to gain yards. He didn't play perfect, but they didn't just run left every single play because Searles got hurt.
Hey, you know, there's some good leadership on that offensive line, too. And I'll tell you another thing. Stirrup did good pass blocking. We had a couple plays where we had some option. Great pass blocking. And I'll tell you what. Our running back, Abdullah, unbelievable. I mean, gets 100 yards every day. What a quiet 100 yards every time. Doesn't fumble the ball. Hangs on to the football most of the time. Hey, and if he does fumble every once in a while, if you carry the ball 100 times a year, you know, one of those might come out sometime. And you know what? If it does, you know what? Let's try to recover. And if we don't, let's play some defense.
Let's take a break. Bo Pelini's press conference is coming up, and we'll get Jimmy's thoughts on the Nebraska spread against Michigan State back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page, type in Colin, stamps.com.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
See a slight chance for some rain or snow in our forecast later on today as a cold front moves in from the north. Otherwise, it's expect cloudy conditions with breezy north winds and an early high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 32.
Wasting away.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Coming up, we'll take you to Lincoln for Bo Pelini's weekly press conference, and we will do that momentarily, so stay with us here on ESPN Radio, and we will hear from the coach. So we will get that rolling as well. I don't think we have him in queue, Jeffrey. So we'll have to bring that up and turn the sound up on Bo here in just a moment. We will let you know that the state volleyball tournament is also coming up on Thursday, and we are covering a ton of the area teams. Games that you'll hear on the Breeze 94.5 FM include Giltner at 9 a.m. and Axtell at 8:30 p.m., and we'll get to more of that in a minute, but right now Bo Pelini is at the podium. There he is, the head football coach at Nebraska, Bo Pelini. I think he's happier today, and he should be, shouldn't he?
Heck yes, he's happy.
He should be happier today.
What'd you get out of it, Doug?
I will say that there were some rumors circulating. This is the problem with these message boards. And it sounds like Taylor Martinez, I was a little surprised they didn't go a little farther on the Taylor Martinez questions. There was some rumors out there to how much he was still a part of this football team, which, again, that's what they are. They're rumors. And Coach Pelini says his foot still hurt. When he'll play. He didn't go to Michigan because we needed to take as many guys as we could, even though Cotton took the last spot on the plane, apparently. You know, it is what it is. And here's what I say about that. If you're one of the message board guys, who cares? Who cares? Taylor's not even playing right now. So whether he's playing because of injury or if he's not in it for whatever reason, who cares? Worry about what's going on the field. Don't quit being the little old lady on the porch in the corner with all your gossip. Worry about what's going on. I mean, come on. But as far as the rest of this goes, seem confident. Michigan State, he knows, got a good defense. I thought there were some very good questions today. The punt game is definitely one of them. A lot of people were saying, man, we never rush the punter. And, you know, they're right. We've been told at our Husker lunches by Sean Callahan, by Steve Sippel, but I think mostly by Sean on this one, Bo Pelini doesn't want to get burnt by a fake punt. It's happened to him. He really detests it. So Nebraska may not necessarily overly rush the punter because they don't want to get burnt by a fake punt. So there you go. There's an answer to that. So he was asked about that, asked about Zach Stirrup, how he did, Randy Gregory, Amir Abdul, a lot of individual questions. And then will you see a lot of change for Michigan State? You can tell the coach knows he's up against a pretty good football team here, the 14th-ranked team in the country that isn't getting a whole lot of love here. In fact, if Michigan State beats Nebraska, it looks like they run the table. They're an 11-1 football team going to the Big Ten championship game, which they would be the most underrated team in the country. Because they just didn't get any love and they beat who they needed to beat. But a lot of these guys, 3-4 year starters, we know, Jim, there's been no difference in my opinion about the Michigan State football team than when we came back from Chicago and Big Ten media days. We know their defense is the best in the country or one of the best in the country. We also know their offense is horrid. Nebraska has to fall somewhere in between and win a close game on Saturday. The line opened at 3.5 to 4.5, and it's now 6.5 to 7. Michigan State. Jimmy, can you remember any other team coming into Lincoln that wasn't a national power that was favored by this much? I guess the one that popped in me is Missouri when Bo Pelini was just starting here, or when Bill Callahan was just wrapping up and we got waxed a couple of times by Missouri. They're not a national power. They're a good football team, or have been. But, you know, Oklahoma or Texas or USC, or, you know, very rarely is Nebraska a home dog, especially to a team that's not in the top 10 of the country.
Well, it's kind of last year, I always felt like Nebraska, no matter who they played, if Nebraska was a 7-point favorite, you wanted to take them. And if Nebraska was a 7-point underdog, you wanted to take Nebraska. I mean, I felt like the conference was that even. Everybody, you know, we're talking about Penn State. And you know, they felt like the conference was really that close. And even Wisconsin the first time, you know, Wisconsin got better as the season went on. And they had some injuries early in the season last year. So, you know, I think the line's probably fair. I think it's a fair line. You're probably going to get action both ways on that. You've got some people that think Nebraska is going to be able to compete and play. And you'll find out real quick in the game that the biggest concern you have is, I think we all know that Michigan State's defense is going to give Nebraska's offense some trouble. We know that for a fact. Now, if that doesn't happen, I'll be amazed. The other one is, what can Nebraska's defense do against Michigan State's offense? Because Michigan State is not well known to be good on offense. Michigan State beat Purdue 14-0. You know, and Purdue, we know what's going on with Purdue, but they just, you know, and Purdue did come close to scoring, don't get me wrong. But Michigan State at times does not score much. This is a team that lost to Notre Dame. You know, Michigan beat Notre Dame. So Michigan State does have a little bit of problems scoring and moving the football. So any number that gets too high, no matter who they play. It doesn't mean it's Nebraska. It's just anybody in the nation. If the number gets a little too high, you got to be careful. But I think the line's fair, and I'm going to stay off that unless I take Michigan State. But I think one thing that I think is correct. People think the defense has turned everything around, and I just don't. I think we're better, and we're getting better. But I think it's people we're playing. I think, playing Northwestern, who's lost, four in a row, playing a Michigan team that's 1-3 in their last games, a Purdue team that's 0-4. I think those people make you look like your defense is quite a bit better than probably it really is. Because, I don't think we're that great on defense. I think we're better. And we played Illinois. It was 39-19. Illinois hasn't done much since then. But I just think, when we take on Ohio State – or an Arizona State, a Texas A&M, even a Kansas State, our defense is going to have trouble stopping that those type teams.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Our predictions, of course, will come up on Friday. And as we work our way towards the end of the show today, we want to remind you that if you've got a bad case of the Monday blues, the Chicken Coop in Kearney wants to take care of that for you, making Monday your fun day. Maybe it's not the greatest Monday Night Football matchup in the history of the world, Miami taking on Tampa Bay, but there are plenty of storylines, so there'll be plenty to talk about during the football game. You never know. Sometimes these are fun games. Heck, Jacksonville won yesterday. You never know what's going to happen, but there's still a great reason to come into the Chicken Coop and watch Monday Night Football by buying the Coop Koozie for just $5 on Monday night. You can enjoy 12-ounce cold cans from 7 to close for only $1 each. So you make the one-time investment of $5 for the Coop Koozie, and during Monday Night Football from 7 to close, you get your favorite 12-ounce cans for only $1. Can't do any better than that. And of course, you can't watch football without tasty boneless wings. Choose from over a dozen lip smack and taste bud packing boneless wings, only 40 cents a piece every Monday night at the Chicken Coop. And of course, their lunch special on Monday is the juicy steak sandwich at your choice of side for only $6.99. Stop in at the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney, for family fun, drinks, and food. Head on down to the Chicken Coop, and we'll be back after this.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 20th and 21st at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. The Gateway Farm Expo, sponsored by Exchange Bank, Landmark Implement, 880 KRVN, and Monsanto. The 2013 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 20th and 21st.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
How do you picture a hero? Maybe it's your brother or sister, a parent, a neighbor, or a friend you grew up with. To us, a hero is all of those who have ever dedicated themselves to selflessly serving this great nation, no matter the era, branch, or duty. To everyone who has served, USAA salutes you.
No DOD or government agency endorsement. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
Plumbers, Waterworks, and HVAC pros, this is Coach Terry Bradshaw. Are you looking for a team that gets you the supplies you need? Yeah. Then you want Ferguson. You can order your materials online, then pick them up at your branch or have them delivered. Yeah. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, your online orders now earn points you can use to get cool stuff, electronics, sports gear, even trips. Are you ready? Yeah. Then check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com.
For a limited time, score double points on all faucets. Get started at Ferguson.com/...
Daddy Show. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. Yes, on Facebook, I get it. It's Veterans Day. But it's a great day and a beautiful day out there in the state of Nebraska. So to all the veterans, including my dad, happy Veterans Day. You know what? At our age, Jimmy, you had an uncle or a grandpa or a dad, or heck, now in this day and age, a mom or a sister or an aunt that was in the military at some point. So happy Veterans Day. And will you be leading the parade, throwing candy today?
No, I'll tell you what, I do like watching TV. I love this thing what we're doing right now at these sporting events, though. And you can do it about anywhere. You can do it at school or whatever. But what happens is you have – a family, go, hey, there's your dad or your mom, and look at them. They're on the right up there. See them up there on that TV screen. Yeah. You're looking at them going, yeah, you can say hi to them. And you're going, hey, that's really great. This is really nice. And then you turn around and they're right there.
Yeah.
What a great, and just to see the you know, I guess what I'd say is just looking at them and how happy they are right now and their reaction to that. It's just really special when I see that on ESPN and shows. I like watching that. Did you see the one where the little girl was pitching? They let her go out and throw the first pitch.
Yeah.
And she threw the first pitch and she threw it to the catcher and the catcher took off his mask. It was her dad.
It was
awesome. That was great. Yeah, that was a good one.
There's some good ones. It's hard to do original ones now because there's this been happening so often, and it's cool to all the organizations and all the folks that allow that to happen from a professional level to a state level to a local level, whether you're doing it whether you let the dad come into the high school during class or it's at a Husker game or it's at a Tennessee Titan football game or a Major League Baseball game. It's pretty cool and great to see. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, the Taylor Martinez thing's interesting to me, Doug, is that he was up in the press box one game.
Yep.
And next game, he's not at a game. There's just something about a guy that was supposed to be possibly the Big Ten Player of the Year.
Yeah.
And he's not coming to these things. He's the leadership you need on your sideline. It's just a little different to me what has transpired and maybe the leadership role that he does not want to take. You know,
yeah.
And so I just don't like that part of it. I think that's a more of a problem than we're thinking, and it would really be a problem if we had lost those last two games.
Yeah. Well, like I said, winning cures all. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, Nebraska still controls their own destiny, and their goals are still intact, but they must beat Michigan State because Michigan State has zero losses in the conference. Nebraska has to win out, it looks like, because Michigan State, their last two opponents, they'll be big favorites over. And Michigan State, not only would they beat them, but then they'd each have one loss. Nebraska has a tiebreaker, but I wouldn't rely on Michigan State losing another football game. So the odds probably still a little stacked against Nebraska because after this, you still got Penn State and you still got Iowa on your schedule. A couple of things before we let you out of here. We started on the state volleyball. Want to let you know that here are the games and where you can hear them starting on Thursday. We're going to be very busy on Classic Hits 98.9. Grand Island Northwest in Beatrice is at 9 a.m. Then at 4, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Chadron, and at 8:30, it'll be Minden and Wahoo, and in between that, at 6:30, you've got Bertrand taking on Wallace. You'll be able to hear on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Giltner against Layton at 9:45, and Axtell against Howells Dodge at 8:30, and the St. Cecilia matchup Thursday morning at 9 a.m. against Lutheran High Northeast will be on 12:30 KHS. That's going to be a tough one. Lutheran High Northeast has made multiple appearances in the state finals as of late, so that's going to be a tough one there. UNK Volleyball, they are home tomorrow night against Washburn, who's 11th ranked. The new rankings come out today. Big week for UNK Volleyball. Every team they play, this is the fact. Every team UNK plays from here on out, with exception of maybe the first round game in the conference tournament, will be nationally ranked and probably in the top 15.
Boy, that is
every game.
That is amazing.
Tri-Cities Hastings College, they got beat by Doan. We'll see if they get an at-large berth. Nebraska, they're clicking. A 5-set victory at Minnesota yesterday. Minnesota's first home loss. They've got Michigan and Michigan State coming in this weekend. Tri-City Storm dropped their only game on Friday. They'll be on the road this weekend starting at Dubuque on Friday. We just barely mentioned it. A lot more with Bob Jensen tomorrow. Two amazing finishes for Grand Island and York with two-point conversions, one with 1 second to go, one in overtime as they advance on. State football playoffs continue tomorrow in classes C and D. And the Lopers, you went and watched the basketball yesterday. Hastings College men 1-1 over the weekend. Hastings women, they're 4-0 after a win. Nebraska women play Alabama tonight. You went and watched Loper basketball yesterday, and you liked what you saw.
Yeah, I watched the UNK men play. They played hard-nosed. They were diving after loose balls. They played really good defense. I thought they hit the boards hard. The thing I really noticed was every 50-50 ball UNK kind of ended up getting. I mean, there was a couple times we ended up getting them, and we ended up called for travel because we rolled over. You know what I mean? But I like that effort, getting after it. Two local boys, Baronic and Shields, both played well.
All right. The Loper men will be on the road for a little while, and the Loper women will be on the road for a long time, 7 straight games. Soccer, Hastings men will play Thursday in the conference championship against Midland, the team that beat them earlier this year. Hastings women are in the semifinals of the conference tournament tomorrow night. UNK men's cross-country team is going to the NCAA championships for the first time in 14 years after their performance at the Central Regional this weekend in Sioux Falls. And, you know, we've had all this good news today, outside of starting with Dallas, who just is... I really don't know if I've ever been more frustrated with the Cowboys, and they've won one game once. I'm a little concerned here, though, Jimmy. First match of the year, and the Nebraska bowling team didn't win. They finished second at the Crusader Classic in Valparaiso, Indiana. They fell to Arkansas State in the championship match.
Oh, they're good. Arkansas State. They're good. They can really roll it. They're really good.
I'm telling you.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that about Arkansas State's bowling team.
Well, are they as good as T&L Pivot?
No, not as good as T&L Pivot.
Tired of electric pivot repair hassles, failed gearboxes, and micro switches when you least expect it? Maybe you went through that this summer. We'll make life easier on you for a lifetime by making the switch to a hydrostatically powered T&L Pivot system. T&L's safe hydrostatically powered design provides continuous movement to eliminate those hassles. Talk to your local T&L dealer today or go online and visit them at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, TLIRR.com. Proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Hope you enjoyed our Husker talk today. I saw there was not a lot of angry and mean-spirited emails and tweets and all that kind of stuff, but I had a few emails today saying, hold on, and they're exactly right. But you know what? Holding on right now winning is a lot better than holding on right now losing. I just don't know how good Michigan was. Was the defense that great, or was Michigan's offense that bad? I think it was somewhere in between. Obviously, they're not clicking right now. Devin Gardner does not look very good. You made an interesting point. Some of the, quote, big boys at the beginning of the year are no longer on the Big Ten all-conference map.
And you know what, Doug? One thing, Michigan State showed Nebraska how to play defense against Michigan. Sometimes as a head coach, You see somebody else on film do something, and you try to do it and do the same thing, and that's exactly what I thought took place.
All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Daryl Morris and Tony Harper both had UNK fell. Hastings, big win. We'll talk with the coaches tomorrow, plus Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.